And it is Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Thank you.
Here's the good news.
And a midweek Wednesday installment. That's unfortunate. Of a not necessarily the news. Ain't that right,
Dana? Not necessarily the news.
Thank you. Where our team coverage will continue. Chet Baldwin's been in the weather center. Let's check in with Chet during this storm. How you doing? Chet's not doing great.
We're doing fine. Nothing to worry about.
Let's find out what happened.
Let's start right out.
How you doing?
Hey, what happened?
Our Hanksters on the Hank Facebook page as we stream live. Well, yesterday at this time, told you about two George Strait concerts going down there in April, April 9th and 11th, the Moody Center there on the campus of UT in Austin. Well, let's add two more. And that's what George did in May, the next month, May 15th and 16th, at the Moody Center in Austin. So there you go, kind of a standing appointment. So he has, George Strait now has six scheduled shows in Texas coming up for this year. He's got April 9th and 11th, as we said, down there in Austin. Then he'll be over and do two on the 24th and 25th in Lubbock there at Jones AT&T Stadium. And then back to UT. He's doing the college circuit. Well, back just like his old days.
Yeah.
Cutting his teeth. Just playing little dive bars and whatnot.
Dive bar.
May 15th and May 16th there at Moody Center. Now, tickets for all of the shows will go on sale Friday morning at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster will be your master of tickets there. It will sell out, and as we were talking yesterday, just because of the early pre-sale, getting a little gauge on what these aftermarket prices are going to be.
Oh, no.
And I still haven't seen one that was as ambitious as the floor seat ticket. Not two, one, for $11,680.33.
That's not country, y'all.
Those have not been purchased, amazingly. But they're going to be up there. And listed, the floor seats were between $1,000 and $3,000 per ticket. So that'll be Friday morning at 10 a.m., sure to sell out. By the way, also sold out. BTS has completely sold out every single show on their upcoming tour in North America and Europe. So you can't even go overseas for that. Unless they add like a Greenland date, which, you know, everybody's trying to do.
All the cool kids are doing it, yeah. Congratulations going out to Miranda Lambert and her husband, Brendan McLaughlin, who have entered a new phase of marriage, KB. Mm. They hit the 7-year mark. And you know, they met in November of 2018 when he was doing security at Good Morning America. Had a day job as a cop in New York City. They married less than 3 months later, and she's also doing pretty well financially. Just sold her back issue catalog to Sony with another deal for future productions with another company, and that is closer to math and money than I usually care to get. Mm. But Rick Harrison from Pawn Stars, also tying the knot, again, in Mexico.
Oh.
This is his fifth shot at Happily Ever After.
Bet he gets a good deal on a ring.
Yeah. Got a good
man.
He knows what's up.
Yeah, the terms of that deal, by the way, Miranda selling her music catalog, which is the latest thing and has been kept in for a couple of years now. Terms were not disclosed, which means a lot of money.
She's very, very rich.
A lot of money, yeah.
And pretty. Smart.
They are struggling, filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Pretty much, all the alcohol companies, and we mean hard liquor on this one too, not beer. Alcohol giants led by the Stoli Group, which, you know, does vodka and the like stuff. They're the latest to fold and go Chapter 11 right now, as they say they have, and I know Wild Turkey said this too, they're not making any new product for 2026. They have no plans in any factories because nobody is buying them anymore. The hard liquor rush certainly boomed during the pandemic. Has not only tapered off, it's cratered. And younger generations are not partaking. So they have what is known, as they called, a lake of alcohol unused and unsold. So after watching, if Frodo can lead me to that, that whole 3-4 day snow and ice storm will be worth it all. as we travel to the Lake of Alcohol. It's a worthy quest.
What about a straw?
Oh, well, you'd have to go back.
So being in the family business has some serious perks. For example, being a Windsor. You get a palace or tent to stretch out, fancy clothes, and King Charles, he just added a fancy new set of wheels to his collection. It is a Lotus Elettre. It's all electric. Described as silent but deadly. Price tag, $218,000. Now, Chuck, he can drive wherever he wants in the old UK. Doesn't need a license, and traffic laws don't apply to him. Oh, no, he's the king. All his cars together, worth a whopping $15 million.
Does he actually drive them, though?
I don't.
When's the last time anybody's seen it? I mean, I know Queen Elizabeth used to drive a Range Rover all over the place, or Land Rover, or one of the two. It was a Rover, and she was roving. When's the last time Charles has been in a car?
He doesn't really seem like a speed demon.
He's more of a carriage man, quite honestly, that Lord of the Ring. Got a couple of sequels. The Dirty Dancing sequel has been greenlit and is evidently going to happen, with Jennifer Grey set to star, be one of the producers. So baby will once again head back to a corner. And of course, Patrick Swayze passing away several years ago. So, but no reports on the plot.
I
have no idea, but they're probably going to ruin it. Kind of like this sequel. Titanic 2 is set to sail. He's been at it for a while. I remember us reporting on this several years ago. Australian billionaire Clive Palmer is getting it built. A Titanic replica. And then the replica ship, of course, will follow the exact original route that the original Titanic took. And he says, don't worry. Modern safety and technology will prevent them from hitting any icebergs this time. Right. Which is what they said back then. So book your trip now.
So original.
Nothing beats a Jet 2 holiday, Ted Cruz. Go for it.
You may be wondering what to get the little lady for her birthday and Valentine's Day celebrations. Fear not, KB.
Okay.
Who's here for you?
Huh?
We're going full keto with the Grillo's Pickle Bouquet. Comes with a card, tissue paper, a vase, and skewered pickles for the low, low price of just $35. Meanwhile, our good buddies over at Waffle House, they're breaking it down once again.
Yeah.
Taking reservations for Valentine's.
Nice.
Serving up heart-shaped waffles, red, white, hash browns. But really, it is the ambiance that you're paying for. Just in case you missed this dose of Fern, I'm sure there'll be one on Valentine's at the Waffle House.
I might look into that pickle bouquet for the kiddo. Oh my gosh, does she love pickles?
What is it's so with weird.
I don't
kids?
Know. They love the pickles.
And do yours drink the entire thing of juice?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
just an empty jar.
Yeah, it's creepy. I don't like it. I don't know how I'm related to that kid.
It's not normal.
But the waffle, I wonder if the one in Malvern is taking reservations.
Oh.
It's kind of a spot for us.
Everyone's invited.
Yeah, come on over. And then finally, they booted it from HBO Max, but the Looney Tunes cartoon library, Bugs Bunny and Friends, has a new home. A new 6-year licensing deal brings the classic cartoons to Turner Classic Movies, TCM. Starts in February, right off the bat, with all sorts of the Month of Bugs Bunny. And you can find your cartoons now on Classic Movie Channel. Turner Classic Movies has them.
Yeah. They come with butterscotch candies.
It's the only place you can feel really old and really immature at the same time.
Yay! Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.